So firstly, Mr. Khan, as FFC's new owner, I would like to officially congratulate you and welcome you to South West Six, and ask you the obvious question, why Fulham?
The right club at the right time. And I have been to a game here, I know about Fulham, and I happened to, contact Mr. Alfayad, and one thing led to another. But, it's absolutely the perfect time. It's a club with a great amount of history and what a historic setting. So it's a privilege to be part of it.
Mohamed Al-Fayed has played an enormous part in shaping this football club over the last 16 years. What are your aspirations for the future of the club?
My aspirations are to really maintain and continue what he did and hopefully take it to the next level.
The fans have obviously been wildly speculating since the story broke at the earlier part of this week. Do you have a message for them, a message of stability and a message of more to come for them to accept?
Well, the message for the fans would be that, we value you. I've always looked at, the other association I have with the Jacksonville Jaguars is really their civic asset. I am steward of that asset, and I feel very much the same being here. We want to listen to the fans. We want to obviously be a great community resource and make a continued progress.
Do you think there is a synergy between the NFL and football? And do you have ambitions to bring NFL football to London, not necessarily to Craven Cottage?
First of all, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Fulham, these are two independent entities. Obviously, there would be some best practices, some synergies we want to take advantage of. Also, the Jacksonville Jaguars will be playing one home game a year for the next 4 years. So we are the NFL home team for London. So, there is some commonality there.
There were plans approved last summer for the Riverside Stand and the development of the Riverside Stand. Is that still something that you would like to achieve? Is increasing the capacity at Craven Cottage important to you for the long-term business plan?
I think it's vital. I think it's absolutely vital. And quite frankly, I was really energized by those plans, and because you have to have increased revenue in a club to be able to invest in players and other facilities. So definitely would want to keep that moving forward and develop that.
We've seen that you're very hands-on at the Jaguars. We've seen lots of pictures of you training. How much of that do you think you have time to do, combining the two assets that you now
own? I think as much as possible. But what is a key lesson I learned in life? I can share that with you. I started a guy in a garage about the size of this locker room, okay? And today we have over 17,000 employees, more than $4 billion in turnover. I didn't do that. It came from really realizing how to find key people, empowering them, giving them the resources, and then holding them accountable. So that is really absolutely, what I want to do here is make sure we have the right people and the right resources.
And stability is key.
Absolutely. Stability is key. I think also for the fans, they need to know that, I didn't leverage the money, so there isn't debt on the club, and the club is debt-free. And, moving forward, that will be the model for us.
I know that you haven't yet met Martin, the older manager, but that you have plans to go and visit him in Costa Rica. What's your thoughts on Martin and the squad currently from a football perspective?
Well, I think he has a great reputation. I think he's accomplished a lot, and I'm obviously very much looking forward to meeting him and really, getting to understand what his plans and aspirations are.
And finally, obviously, Mohamed Al-Fayed gave an enormous legacy to Fulham Football Club over the past 16 years. Do you have a word about him? What do you think your legacy might be, or what do you hope that your legacy will be for the future?
I think would be presumptuous, and would be wrong for me to talk about my legacy. I think it's for other people to decide. But I think, Muhammad, his legacy is crystal clear. I think he saved this club. If you're a Fulham fan the way I am, we owe him a great debt of gratitude.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today. Welcome to Fulham Football Club.
Well, thank you very much for having me.